from SRP Park, and despite the weather overhead, we are ready for some baseball in this series finale. My name is Noah Adcock Howarth. Green Jackets and Fireflies going toe-to-toe for the sixth time this week. Columbia has taken 3 out of 5, including both games here at SRP Park in North Augusta. Green Jackets back in their home Braves BuzzFest red uniforms and trying to salvage the final end of this three-game series with a victory. Last night, Green Jackets led 2-0 entering the top of the eighth, but the wheels fell apart quickly. Fireflies scoring 8 unanswered in the final 2 frames to earn themselves a 6-run win on the backs of some stellar relief work from Nicholas Regalado and Harold Rosado, along with a series of offensive outpieces, highlighted by a 3-run blast from Eric Torres, his first home run of the season. Tonight, the Green Jackets going to a arm that you have seen many times before, although not much at this level. Ian Anderson making his second rehab appearance for the Green Jackets after going 3 scoreless last Sunday. The 4 most dangerous words in minor league baseball. There is a window. Despite the clouds overhead and the storms on the horizon, Augusta is going to try to get this ball game in, and the goal is to get Anderson stretched out to about 60 pitches. Give him 4 or 5 innings with a series of arms scheduled behind him. Now, the rain is already falling here at SRP Park. It will only increase as the night goes along. But any pitches are better than 0 for Anderson as he continues to work his way back from Tommy John surgery that was performed in late April of 2023. And he'll take the ball, trying to give the Green Jackets as long of an outcome as he and the umpires will let him go. Davis Polo continues to throw behind him. Polo will be the piggyback arm. And if we believe that there are going to be a delayed start in any sort of way, it could be Polo who gets the ball first. For the Fireflies, Mauricio Veliz gets the start, making his 5th appearance of the season, all of which have come out of the rotation. Veliz has battled a finger issue that has cost him 2 premature exits and a good portion of this season. Missed about 2 months with that finger issue the first time, tried to return on June 12th, got lifted in the third, and then missed another 2 weeks. Last time out went 2 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, and so he will have a short leash himself. Veliz will be piggybacked by the dynamic righty Ethan Bosacker, who has been nearly flawless in about every outing he's had this season. Veliz will see the Green Jackets for the second time and first since opening day back on April 5th. In that ball game, the 6-2 right-hander out of Guyana, Venezuela, took the loss, going 5 innings with 3 hits and 2 unearned runs. Firefly's defense has been the catalyst for a handful of Augusta wins early in the season. Not as much this week, but those unearned runs proved to be the difference as the Green Jackets shut down Columbia way back on opening day. We're now in game 80 of the season, and the Green Jackets, who sit at 33-46 and 6-8 in the second half, trying to right the ship before back-to-back off days. Winston Sawyer had walked away and was ready for the meeting to be over, and now he returns back to the plate conference. This is going to be something we're going to continue to keep an eye on. The rain is falling softly but consistently, with dark gray clouds overhead and on the horizon in nearly every direction, save from behind right field, which still has a little bit of sunshine. Ian Anderson walking back in from the bullpen along with catcher Harry Owen, and right now we have every anticipation that this ball game is going to begin on time and get ourselves ready. It's a getaway day. You always want to get yourselves on the road and get through as much of the game as possible. Back-to-back off days set to follow for both of these teams before the Green Jackets host Fayetteville and Columbia gets on the road to take on the Charleston River Dogs. Columbia and Charleston, both at 9-5, sit atop the South Division as we take a look at the Cintas standings board here on the Tax Slayer pregame show. Charleston, Columbia neck and neck, and they will get 6 looks at each other after both of them started the second half, each with a week against these Green Jackets. Kannapolis is now 1 behind them at 7-7. Fayetteville and Augusta, each at 6-8, with Myrtle Beach rounding out the bottom, 3 wins and 11 losses, including 6 consecutive losing decisions. On the north side, the red-hot Fredericksburg Nationals continue to dominate every single possible outcome. The Fred Nats started the second half 3-3 and have now won 8 consecutive games since then. Fred Nats a season-best 11-3. Nobody within 3 games in the north. Lynchburg the next closest at 8-6, the only other team above 500. Salem and Down East, along with the Delmarva Shorebirds, round out the bottom of the order. 6-8 for all 3 of those sides. For both of these teams, the second half is primarily divisional matchups. The Green Jackets don't see much of the North Division in the second half. We will take a road trip to Down East and a road trip to Carolina for the final two series away from home this year. And Down East will come to town at the end of July and the first few days of August. But other than that, Augusta gets nothing but South teams. They've been better against the South than the North, gone 8-16 against Northern Division teams, 2-4 in each of the first four series. And as of now, we're ready to go. And so the Green Jackets are going to take the field behind Ian Anderson. Jackets for the second game in a row are in their fire engine red uniforms. Those are the Braves BuzzFest jerseys, red with a navy blue trim and the two-tone navy and red hat up top. Mimicking the parent club as Augusta's been affiliated with Atlanta as the single-A affiliate since 2021. Fireflies going back to their navy alternates with the lime green mason jar logo on the front left chest and the gray pants underneath. This is the end of what's been the most grueling stretch of baseball either of these teams has seen in the dog days of the summer. 12 games in 12 days, 24 games in 26 days, and all of that comes to a conclusion here. Three wins for the Fireflies, two for the Green Jackets across the first five games this week. Augusta took two out of three to take the Segra Park portion of this series. And now back at SRP, Fireflies have allowed just two runs in each of the last two games, outscored the Green Jackets 13-4, and trying to make it a clean sweep on the road in the three-game set. With the rain falling and the lights already on, Ian Anderson takes the field, and we send it down field side for the singing of the national anthem. Baseball still to be played on a wet and humid afternoon at SRP Park.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please rise and kindly remove your caps for the singing of our national anthem and the presentation of our nation's colors. Presenting the colors, please welcome Evans High School, TROTC. And now, ladies and gentlemen, presenting tonight's national anthem, J.C. Ward. Ladies and gentlemen, please remain standing until the colors of the United States have left the playing field. Thank you. Thank you.
With the anthem and the presentation of the colors, we welcome you into the Green Jacket Baseball Network live from SRP Park, home of the Augusta Green Jackets since 2018. My name is Noah Adcock. How it's series finale between the Green Jackets and Fireflies. Columbia has taken each of the last two, including eight unanswered runs last night for an 8-2 win over Augusta. Fireflies not making a ton of changes to the lineup, but certainly a few new looks for manager Jesus Izquierdo. Eric Torres leading off for the sixth straight game in center field. Blake Mitchell getting his first day off of the week in the two spot. So that moves Hyung-Chan up to the two hole and behind the plate. Darylin Figueroa in third. Austin Charles at short. And Diomi Salón back in the lineup for the second time in 3 days. Eric Pena returns from a day off playing right field. Lisandro Rodriguez has had a phenomenal week. He's at second. Aldrin Lucas at first and Brendan McNair in left, rounding out the order. And they'll take on the rehabbing righty, former third overall pick out of Shenandoah, Ohio High School in upstate New York. It's the 2021 World Series champion Ian Anderson making his second appearance in a Green Jacket uniform. Continuing to rehab about 14 months out from Tommy John surgery in April of 2023. Anderson in his fourth rehab appearance overall and second here in Augusta. Last worked 5 days ago on Sunday. Three scoreless innings, a hit, a walk, and a strikeout. Used the off-speed very well. That was the focus. A heavy diet of change-ups for the big righty. And he carved through a quiet Charleston lineup en route to the start of a combined shutout for the Green Jackets. The plan today for Anderson is to stretch out just a little bit further, around 60 pitches if we can get him there. Approximately 4 to 5 innings. Anderson has had the quiet confidence all week, feels good about where he's at, and he's getting ever closer to returning back to full form and function. As we've told you already, the light rain continues to fall. It has broke open some of the humidity, and the breeze blowing out to right field. Eric Torres, the center fielder, digs in, and it's 6:38 p.m. We're underway on a Sunday afternoon. 93 miles an hour and called a ball off the outside corner, 1-0. Eric Torres, 3-for-22 in 5 games played this week. He takes a fastball, high ball 2. Did have his first home run of the season and fourth of his professional career yesterday. A 3-run shot that doubled the run total for the Fireflies as part of a 6-run 8th. Swinging out in front of the changeup, and boy, was he fooled. That's what you're going to see a lot of when you have a rehabbing big leaguer. Going to that secondary stuff against younger opponents, just have not seen that level of changeup and curveball. Fastball at the top of the zone. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Torres. Richie Arredondo is the home plate umpire. Pedro Torres is out in the field. Arredondo will be tight at the knees and wide outside to both lefties and righties. 2-2 from Ian Anderson. On the ground is shortstop. Lakeir Figueroa nearly ran into the third baseman. Makes the throw. Verdung holds the bag for out number one. Take a look at the Green Jacket defense in the red and blue Braves-style uniforms. Cade Kern in left, Isaiah Drake in center, and Noah Williams in right. Around the infield, on the left side, Joe Olsowski and Lakeir Figueroa, who nearly collided. Luis Sanchez back at second base, and Wilver Dungs at first with Harry Owen catching. Hyung-Chan making his fifth appearance out of 6. He takes a first pitch curveball low and outside. In his second week at the Carolina League level. Has seen time splitting between catcher and DH. He's been behind the plate now twice with Blake Mitchell on the bench today. Curveball off the outside corner, 2-0. Fastball was 91-92 for Anderson in his last rehab start. He was 93 with every single one thrown thus far. Just looking to settle in and move efficiently through this young lineup. Fastball low and away. 3 straight misses for the righty to the two-hole hitter, signing a year and 2 days ago out of Seoul, South Korea. A rare mid-season international free agent pickup by the Kansas City Royals. He's ahead 3-0, taking all the way. The fastball splits the center of the zone. Ums a patient hitter no matter what. Has worked a couple walks in 18 plate appearances this week. 3-1 off speed above the zone, and it's the first walk and first base runner allowed by Anderson. One on, one out, and the big righty will be out of the stretch for the foreseeable future. Doesn't have a ton of speed. Green Jackets will look to split the twin. Darylin Figueroa, after a day off, will dig in from the left side. One of two true left-handers in the lineup for Jesus is Wahe. There's also a switch hitter in Lisandro Rodriguez. Figueroa, a lot of power from the left side. First pitch swinging on a changeup. He bounces it foul down the right field line. Darylin Figueroa, no relation to Lake Hare Figueroa of the Green Jackets, both on the left side of their respective infield. Figueroa has played third, short, first, and left field this season. And he's played three of those four this week. At third base tonight, 0-1 to Figueroa. A mighty swing, nearly lost the helmet, but came up with naught but air, nothing in two. It's that changeup for Anderson that just fades away from lefties. Been his best pitch, really, since he was drafted back in the first round in 2016. Short lead for over at first, 0-2 to Darylin Figueroa. A long hold, fastball tipped into the mid. He just blows it past Figueroa for the first strikeout of the inning. Figueroa couldn't catch up. Changeup going to fastball, almost unfair. Two outs without a hit so far in the first. On at first after the one-out walk. Here's Austin Charles. Six homers, 40 RBIs for the shortstop. Six for 20 this week. Does have six strikeouts, so there is some swing and miss from the right side. Takes the breaking ball low and outside. Anderson still trying to find the command of the curve so far. Both fastball and changeup have looked stellar. Being held tight to the bag at first by Will Verdung. Anderson, a soft pickoff toss, just checking on over there. Keeping an eye on the young catcher and just trying to hold him close. Charles looking to put the Fireflies on the board. Anderson out of the stretch. Fastball waved through by the shortstop, 1-1. The team that has scored first has won four of the five ball games this week. Yesterday, the only exception, as the Green Jackets got their scoring started in the fourth and then ended up dropping the game 8-2 after eight unanswered for the Fireflies in innings 8 and 9. 1-1 fastball. Charles is late on the high heat once again. It's a high arcing uppercut swing from Charles, and both times he's come up empty. 1-2. Anderson looking to strand the runner at first and post a zero in the top half of inning number one. Righty shuffles to a stop. Black glove at the belt. 1-2. Fastball popped up on the right side of the infield. Will Verdung drifting back behind the bag into fair territory makes the play. Will Verdung saw it all the way, makes the catch, and despite the one-out walk, it is a routine scoreless inning to start off the game for Ian Anderson. Mauricio Veliz will take the ball for the Fireflies and will set the Green Jacket lineup when we return to SRP Park.
Single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month. Wow. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires...
Green Jackets looking for their third win of the week against Emmanuel Veliz. Augusta's lineup under first-year skipper Winston Sawyer. Isaiah Drake back in the leadoff spot for the fifth game out of six. He's in center field once again. Luis Sanchez hitting second. Will Verdung third, and Cade Kern in the cleanup position. 2-3-4, adding some longevity. Harry Owens behind the plate catching. Jacob Godman's had a good week. He's the DH for the first time this season. Noah Williams in right, Joe Olsovsky at third, and Lake Hare Figueroa at short, rounding out the order. For Mauricio Veliz, the 6'2", 220 right-hander out of Guyana, Venezuela, it's his fifth start of the season after battling a finger issue for the first 2 months of the year. Isaiah Drake, the lefty, digs in and takes a fastball below the knees. Belize fastball, slider, and changeup. This season, a 4.09 ERA in just 11 innings with 15 strikeouts and 10 walks. Changeup misses high and outside, ball two. Belize has gone less than three innings in each of his last outings, the first two of which he was pulled early due to that finger issue. Drake taking downstairs, and because Valiz committed a pitch timer violation prior to pitch number one, it's a three-pitch walk for Isaiah Drake, and that's a dangerous place to put the speedy center fielder. Drake leads the team in stolen bases, 16 of 17 this season. Luis Sanchez steps in from the right side. First righty to see Valiz, who's better against same-sided hitters in limited time. Sanchez taking all the way, and the fastball is called a strike at the letters. Luis, a good night yesterday, on base three times with two singles and a walk. He's hitting 4-for-16 in five games this week, but has been much better at SRP Park. Valiz picks over to check on Drake, who is leaning towards second just a little bit. He's in ahead of the throw. Aldrin Lucas had to reach to his opposite side to make the catch. Runners have had decent success against catcher Hyung Chan this season. Drake's on the move. 0-1 fastball is fouled away. It was a hit and run for Luis Sanchez, and he tips it off the catcher's gear of nothing and two. Drake is officially 16 of 18 rather than the aforementioned 17 because he was picked off a couple nights ago. Was going on that pitch, and we'll see how much attention the 21-year-old righty Valiz wants to pay. He's ahead 0-2 on Sanchez, who's a ground ball hitter. Valiz to the plate, runner not going, breaking ball, and Sanchez did go around. Richie Arredondo, no need for an appeal. The home plate umpire punches out Sanchez. As Will Verdung steps in, look at the outfield for the Fireflies. It's McNair, Torres, and Pena. Around the infield, Darylin Figueroa, Austin Charles, Lisandro Rodriguez, and Aldrin Lucas with Hyung Chan catching. Verdung's 1-for-14 this week, but been on base all four games he's played in. Valiz picks over, no tag necessary from Lucas. Drake was in well ahead of the throw. Connor Justice, the bench coach, he's coaching first today, as he often does on the series finale. That has infielder Cam McGee coaching first with Connor over at third. First pitch to Verdung. Drake's on the move. Fastball outside. A good one to throw on. And it doesn't matter. Drake's in with his 17th steal of the season in 19 tries. That's another Green Jacket stolen base brought to you by Vector Security. Number 150 on the season for the Green Jackets. This game, number 80. Augusta is fourth in the steal-heavy Carolina League. Jackets have gotten more and more aggressive as the season has gone on, and an early man in scoring position with one out in the first. Verdung ahead 1-0. First baseman out of Itawamba Community College down in Mississippi. He takes a slider down the center, 1-1. Belize in his second full season with the Fireflies. Made a couple rehab assignments this year in the complex league as well, trying to get that finger issue sorted out. Slider off the outer edge, ball two. Verdung's been arguably the most patient hitter in this lineup, leads the team in walks on the campaign. Verdung has 43 and 62 games played. Drake shuffling off of second, being held on by Rodriguez, second baseman in the pocket. Fastball is roped out to left center field, hanging up for McNair. He can't get there, and it'll roll to the wall. That'll score Drake easily. Verdung powers into second, an RBI double. Drake scores on a Verdung knock. How many times have we said that this year? 1-0 Augusta. A walk, a steal, and Will Verdung, who's on with his 29th consecutive game reaching base, puts Augusta in front. Verdung's 22nd RBI of the season continues to swing a hot bat over the last 6 weeks. Cade Kern, red hot himself, and the cleanup man out of Ohio State will look to add to the early lead. He sees a fastball high and tight. Kern, 7-for-16 on the week, had his first day off yesterday. Three RBIs and a couple stolen bases as well. Good combination of power and speed for the former Buckeye. Verdung, decent speed himself, has a sizable lead at second. 1-0 to Kern. In around the chin once again, this time with the breaking ball. Belize looking to find the release point on that slider. Behind 1-0 in the bottom of the first. Augusta, an early lead. That was goal number one. Get out ahead quickly and let the chips fall where they may. Kern takes an off-speed bouncing in. Three straight out of the zone. Belize has walked multiple hitters in every game he's thrown in this season. Already walked Drake to start the game behind 3-0 on Kern. Could be his second in four batters. Verdung shortens up out at second. Valise takes a look that way. 3-0 from the righty. Kern taking all the way. Ball four. Two walks and a double. Three of four Green Jackets to start the game have reached base. That'll bring the catcher Hyung Chan out to the mound for an early visit with Mauricio Valise. Two on and one out. Harry Owen will have an opportunity to potentially break this game wide open. An assistant pitching coach and former Atlanta Braves reliever Sam Freeman comes out to join the meeting. Freeman, a journeyman reliever, had a handful of stops across various major league organizations, but did have some solid seasons with the Braves. He'll try to settle down Valise. It's been a difficult year for Mauricio, who's had a good bit of success with Colombia when he's been fully healthy, but that caveat has always been necessary to add. A finger issue, just based on the letter of the name, seems as though it should be a bit of a minor delegation. But when it's on that throwing hand, boy, does it make an impact, especially on your breaking pitches and the way you can grip the seams. Belize has learned that firsthand. Green Jackets are no stranger to that type of malady, as Rolando Gutierrez missed a couple weeks at the end of May and the beginning of June with a similar issue. Harry Owens 2-for-12 in four games played, a handful of ground ball outs. First pitch swinging, he chops the changeup out of play. Owen hitting 227 on the season has raised his average by 40 points in the last 2 weeks. At the end of the road trip between Lynchburg and Salem, he really started to come alive at the plate and has found a rhythm here at SRP Park as well. Behind 0-1 on Valise, and he skies one out to center field. Eric Torres back now over to his left. He'll make the catch. Verdung was tagging but not going. A strong throw into the cutoff man for Torres will hold Verdung at second. Out number two in the inning comes immediately after the visit from Sam Freeman. Assistant pitching coach appears to have settled down the righty just a tad. Green Jackets have already taken a 1-0 lead here in the first, but with two on and less than two outs, now with two down after Owen's fly ball, you'd love to add a crooked number early. The bigger the safety net you have for Anderson and whichever righties come behind him, the better. Verdung getting a bit further off of second. First pitch to Godman is a slider in the other batter's box. Jacob Godman had his second home run of the season and second in his last seven games last night. Launched a scorching line drive over the 330 sign in left and off the back of the Tito's Taps bar down the line. Ahead 1-0 on Valise. He'll take the off-speed at the top of the zone. A lot of breaking balls for Valise against righties. He'll mix that changeup in primarily against left-handed hitters. There's only two folks hitting from the left-handed side tonight, the lefty Drake and the switch hitter Williams. Slider on the inside corner, Godman trying to hold the bat back. It wouldn't have mattered. Was on the corner regardless, 1-2. Three straight takes for Jacob Godman. 24-year-old catcher turned DH out of Oral Roberts University out in Oklahoma. Verdung at second, Kern at first. Good speed at both bases. 1-2 for Valise. Slider low and out. Nothing but off-speed against Godman so far. And the count even at twos. Verdung had the RBI double to left center that brought home Drake. Kern walking on four pitches right behind him. Been a lengthy first inning already for Valise. Driven out to left field. McNair coming in. He'll make the play for out number three. Verdung gets the offense started. An RBI double puts Augusta on the board first for the fourth consecutive ball game. Green Jackets 1, Firefly 0 after inning number 1.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local trusted and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Ian Anderson allowed a one-out walk, but nothing further in a hitless top of the first. Now with a 1-0 lead to work with, he'll see Dionne Salone to lead off the second. Salone, Pena, and Rodriguez, a righty-lefty, and then switch hitter. So two out of the three will hit opposite-handed against the righty Anderson. Salone making his second appearance of the week and in the last 3 days. Did not appear when we played in Columbia, but found a rhythm in his first game here at SRP Park. Fastball starts off the second below the zone. Salone 1-for-3 with a walk and a double in 4 plate appearances in the loss for the Fireflies. Back on Thursday, Anderson out of the windup. Fastball to the outside corner. Heater has consistently sat at 93 with a good bit of arm side movement for Anderson. Salone, the DH tonight, has also caught once this week. 1-1 curveball low and out. Fireflies looking to do their due diligence against a veteran arm making his way back to 100%. Still overcast and a bit concerning at SRP Park. 1-1 fastball. Third straight is bounced up the middle. Luis Sanchez across the second base bag was shifted towards the center, and he'll make the play. Leadoff batter retired on a ground ball for the second inning in a row, bringing forth the strikeout-heavy bat of Eric Pena. Pena's in right field today. He's 1-for-12 with 4 walks and 7 strikeouts. Pena's played in 4 games, got a day off yesterday. All-time home run leader in Firefly history. He'll take a curveball at the letters for a called strike one. Infield will shift to the pole side on the southpaw, Pena. Outfield is straight up, although the right fielder, Williams, a bit towards the gap. Pena is late on the fastball, nothing in two. The fans that have braved the weather, making a little bit of noise, trying to retire Pena and earn themselves a free Bowberry Biscuit coupon. Always an important piece of the minor league ball game. Fastball misses high and outside. Pena able to hold the bat in time. Sandro Rodriguez on deck. Anderson looking for his second punch out in as many innings. 1-2. Bounces in with a curve. Held on to it just a little bit too long and spiked it in front of the plate. Off the chest protector of Harry Owen and rolling harmlessly to the side. Pena does have good walk numbers this season. But there's been a lot of swing and miss in his ballgame. Anderson out of the windup. Fastball chopped softly foul on the first base side towards first base coach Kyle McKinnon. Manager Jesus Azuaje has third base coached and covered once again as he has all 6 games this series. Pitch number 6 to Pena. Called strike 3. Inside corner froze up the lefty Pena. Second strikeout for Anderson in 6 batters. That'll get the fans happy if they weren't already. 2 up, 2 down in the second. Anderson looking to retire the side in order and get the Jacket offense back to work against Mauricio Valiz. Lisandro Rodriguez has had a fabulous week. 6-for-11 on base with a couple walks and an RBI to boot. Switch hitter takes a curveball for a called strike one. The only switch hitter on this roster for the Fireflies. Right-handed dominant offensively for sure, and especially on the pitching staff. Rodriguez waves at the curve, nothing and two. Fireflies do not have a left-handed hit or a left-handed pitcher on this entire roster across 17 arms. At the current moment, they're the only team in the Carolina League to have that designation. Green Jackets hit righties better than lefties. They have no problem with this arrangement. Nothing and two on Rodriguez. Anderson from the windup. Fastball is golfed down the left field line out of play. Rodriguez was late. Saw the fastball in the zone for the first time, offered at it, and made just enough contact to see at least one more. Anderson from the windup once again, nothing and two. And an excuse me swing from Rodriguez, defensive to a fault, stays alive on the curveball. Fireflies have had above average strikeout numbers this week after being middle of the pack in terms of team out wide punch outs in the Carolina League. Struck out 15 times in 9 innings yesterday, but still got the 8-2 win. Anderson angling for his third strikeout in 2 frames. Below the knees with the first changeup of the at-bat, Rodriguez scampering back and forth in the box. Lisandro was out on his front foot but held the bat back. Now 1-2. Here comes Anderson. Fastball low and in. Owen trying to bring it back from off the inside corner. Both Pena and Rodriguez have been able to lengthen this inning a little bit, continuing to run the count up on Anderson. The goal is about 60 for him. Try to get through 4 and go from there. 2-2 changeup. Rodriguez down fishing. Back-to-back strikeouts in the second. A 1-2-3 inning number 2 for Anderson. He's hitless through a pair. Jackets up 1-0.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
As the thunder rolls across SRP Park, we welcome you back in for the bottom of the second. Green Jackets, a run on a hit and 2 walks in the first, and a 1-0 lead against Mauricio Valiz. Valiz had to extend his first inning through 21 pitches, just 10 of which were in the zone. Fought with his command, has walked multiple batters in all 5 games he's thrown this season at the Carolina League level. And Noah Williams, the switch hitting right fielder, begins the bottom half. Valiz out of the windup to begin. Centers up a fastball on Williams. Nothing and one. Noah 1-for-11 with 5 strikeouts in 3 games played. Does have a walk as well. Swinging freely on the changeup. Taps it foul. It'll be Williams, Olsowski, Figueroa at the bottom of Augusta's offense. 7-8-9 due up against the righty Valiz, who will have a piggyback arm designated behind him. Off-speed cracked foul deep down the left field line and onto the concourse. Up above the left field berm beyond the bullpen. Here at SRP Park, the bullpens are on the field of play on both sides. Green Jackets on the third baseline, Fireflies on the first. Another 0-2. Spun deep down the left field line off the end of the bat. A long run for McNair. and he makes the catch right before he hopped the foul line. Nice running play by Brandon McNair. Ball spinning away from him off the end of the driver, but step up just long enough. Joe Olsowski will be the first righty to see Valise this inning. Third baseman out of John Carroll University, hitting 173 this season. Valise a bit of a quick pitch. His center fielder, Torres, wasn't even set yet, was still moving over back to a traditional position. Olsowski took the slider inside. Infield plays Olsowski to pull. Takes a fastball on the outer half, 1-1. Third baseman Darylin Figueroa had been right behind the bag. Now he'll back up further. Olsowski not looking to show. Check swing, foul tipped into the mitt. Olsowski trying to stop the hands. We've seen a couple different players at the bottom of Augusta's order so far. Be a bit indecisive on the fastball of Valise. Mauricio Valise looking for a big bounce back inning here in number two. Ahead 1-2 on Olsowski. He'll spike in the curve. Valise 1-4 overall this season with an ERA just south of 7. 0-1 with a 4.09 ERA for the Fireflies. As Olsowski on the 2-2, and the fastball is cracked out to center field. Torres got a late break, and it's over his head. Torres got burnt, and it's all the way to the wall. Olsowski steamrolling around second. He's heading for third, and a head-first dive in for a triple. There's the barrel Olsowski has been looking for all week long. Torres, a bit of a misread off the bat. Extra bases for Joe Olsowski. First hit of the inning. And the Green Jackets are 90 feet away from doubling the lead. Pedro Torres will indicate to Richie Arredondo that Mauricio Valise is going to go out of the windup. We saw a balk called on Caden Morton for that same reason the last time Pedro Torres was in the field as an umpire. Has to be registered with the umps and designated to both dugouts that even with a man aboard, you're going to throw out of the windup. Morton ended up costing himself a run for that very thing. Infield in for Lacare Figueroa, and he'll tip the first pitch back into the mitt. Lacare is at shortstop today. Been in and out of that shortstop spot ever since Diego Benitez went down. It's been him primarily, Olsowski and McGee mixing in as well. Another slider fouled back, nothing and two on the nine hitter. With the red jerseys on and a Brave on the mound, you should have known the tomahawk chop was coming at some point. 0-2 to Figgy. Inside, running away towards the fastball. Figueroa leans out of danger for ball one. Charles, a shortstop, swung over towards the third base bag. Rodriguez, the second baseman, trying to cover up the middle. A lot of holes on the infield. Figueroa takes a slider outside, 2-2. Valise got ahead on Olsowski before grooving a fastball that went out to the 395 sign in center. Now trying to keep the game at 1-0. 2-2 bounces in. Good block from Hyung-Chan Um. Served as the primary backup over the last couple weeks in a timeshare with Blake Mitchell. Mitchell, the eighth overall pick last year, certainly being treated responsibly by the Royals Player Development Organization. But there's four catchers on the roster for the Fireflies in Lucas, Salone, and behind Mitchell. So you have a lot of options. Full count pitch is roped out to right field. That should at least bring the run home. Pena makes the play. Spins and chucks it in towards the plate. Olsowski slides in safely. It's 2-0. Figueroa gets the RBI. It's number 9 on the season for Lake Hare. Green Jackets double the lead with a run in each of the first two innings against Valise. Back to the top of the order where it all began for Isaiah Drake. Drake worked a 3-pitch walk after the ball game began with a pitch timer violation for Valise. Drake on with his third free pass of the week. Also had his third steal. Change up misses high and outside. Isaiah, the fifth-round pick by Atlanta last year out of North Atlanta High School. Played his final years of prep ball just 15 minutes from Truist Park. Fastball, out ball two. He was going to stay at home regardless, was committed to Georgia Tech, ended up spurning the Yellow Jackets for the Green Jackets. This is where he's been assigned for the 2024 season. A lot of raw tools being put together by the 18-year-old. 2-0 bounces in out of the right hand of Valise, ball three. Drake's patience has been the last thing to come along. Doesn't have many walks this season, but does have three this week. That's the most in any series so far for the young center fielder. Drake's the youngest position player on this roster. Won't turn 19 until July 15th. He's taken on four straight pitches. Drake hasn't seen a pitch inside the zone in two PAs. Two innings, two walks for the speedy leadoff man. And now the question becomes, how quickly will Connor Justice, the third base coach, put the steal sign on for Isaiah? Luis Sanchez struck out swinging his last time up. Drake's 1-for-1 on steals today and 3-for-3 on the week. Belize picking over. Drake had a big lead, and he's barely back ahead of the tag from Lucas. Drake 17 of 19 this year. Green Jackets have not been caught in two games by Hyung Chan this week. 4-for-4. Another pickoff from Belize. No tag necessary. Drake had shortened up a bit, and those are both the pickoffs allotted. Single A pace of play rules, same as the big leagues. Once you go through two disengagements, the third one has to be an out or it's a balk. Drake not going. Fastball misses low and away. Five straight pitches outside the zone for Mauricio Velez. Now there's a bit of movement in the pen for the Fireflies. Ethan Bosacker will be the piggyback arm, but we might end up seeing a bridge to get there. Sanchez ahead 1-0. The leaves out of the stretch. Drake on the move. Fastball outside. Good throw from Skippers in. Not in time. Drake's 2-for-2. That was a good try by There was nothing really wrong with that play. A bit of a slow tag from Lisandro Rodriguez. He would have had to make a perfect one to catch Isaiah. The speed, the defense continue to be the calling card for Drake. And as the bat progresses, that ceiling is sky high for the young kid. Six straight misses for Velez. 42 pitches, just 20 strikes. Behind 2-0 on Sanchez. On the ground to third base. Backs up Figueroa. Sets and fires. Long throw in time. Sanchez being aggressive and can't quite get it out of the infield. Green Jackets do add a run. A triple from Olsovsky and a sac fly for Figueroa. 2-0 after two.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with auto pay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Ian Anderson back to work, about 30 pitches in, and two hitless frames. Now with a multi-run lead. He'll see 8-9-1, Lucas, McNair, and Torres, three consecutive righties for Columbia. Fireflies trailing 2-0. Green Jackets have scored two, and that's it in each of the last two games. They've already tied that total in two offensive chances. Aldrin Lucas is 4-for-8 in three games played, does have three strikeouts. Let's take a curveball low. Lucas, three walks and three RBIs in that time period. Listed as a catcher, he's done nothing but play first so far this week. Fastball misses low. Anderson trying to bring the command back out with him for the third. Ian just very happy to be out of the white jerseys that he had to wear on Sunday. Anderson's 2-0 is a fastball bounce softly up the middle. Sanchez, the second baseman, a backhand and a long throw for out number one. Luis Sanchez continues to show off the range. Back-to-back innings, beginning with a backhand play by him. Brandon McNair will be the last man to see Anderson for the first time. That Sunday start for Anderson was the hottest day of the season so far. Had a real feel around 108 in the third inning. McNair first pitch swinging. A line drive out to right field. Noah Williams will make a clean catch to his left. Last seven batters have been retired by Ian Anderson. The only base runner, the first trip through the order, a one-out walk to Back at the top of the order for Eric Torres. With the heat bearing down, there was some sort of issue that Anderson found with his buttons on the white jerseys. And it almost looked like a time lapse with each passing batter in his final two innings of work. Those buttons went further and further until he was wearing a vest for the final few batters. First pitch to Torres. Curveball, he did go around. Torres can't stop on that big bender from Anderson. Anderson's command is certainly something folks are paying attention to, and it has looked very good over his first four rehab assignments. Fastball up 1-1. He's fallen behind a bit more hitters today than he did in game number one with Augusta. But as he continues to get the feel back, the confidence is certainly there. Two outs in the third, a 2-0 lead. 1-1 curveball, got it foul down the right field line. Torres a bit indecisive with the cherry red bat. Torres put that into rotation on Columbia's Independence Day celebration on July 3rd and hasn't taken it out since. Anderson looking for a 1-2-3 third, and he'll get it. Change up, Torres waves over top. Four strikeouts for three hitless innings. Ian Anderson cruising through his rehab start, and Augusta, who's put up a run in each of the first two frames, want to keep adding.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in section 107, row C, seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar. Highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar. More than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Green Jackets in their heart of the order to start the bottom of the third. Two runs on two hits in two innings against Mauricio Veliz, who has also walked three and struck out one. Will Verdung had an RBI double his last time up. Brought home the first of two runs. Brendan McNair over towards the gap now. First pitch from Veliz is upstairs. There's a righty beginning to throw in the pen for Columbia. As soon as we get a confirmation of who it is, we'll let you know. Verdung on the ground to shortstop. Cleaned up by Charles. And a good throw in time for the first out. Two pitches and an out for Veliz. He'll certainly take a bit more efficiency after a pair of long innings to start out. In the bullpen right now, it looks like Doug Kirkland, who could be the bridge to get to Bosacker. First pitch breaking ball to Cade Kern misses inside. Kern pointing out that direction. Bit of a quick pitch from Veliz. But no further interaction beyond that. Back to the fastball and Kern knocks it back into the net. Cade Kern worked a walk in the first. Ended up stranded on base after back-to-back flyouts from Owen and Godman. 1-1 on the Green Jacket left fielder. Fastball through the right side, base hit. Cade Kern is 8 for 17 this week. Really starting to find that swing after a slow first couple of months. Cade Kern showing exactly the kind of offensive output that he showed all the time at Ohio State. Three-year starter in center for the Buckeyes has now hit safely in three straight ball games and five of the last six. One on, one out for Harry O, and he flew out to center his last time up. First pitch swinging on a changeup. It's off the mitt of Figueroa at third. Knocked it down on a bullet off the bat of Owen. Would have been a fabulous leaping catch for Figueroa. Nearly spun through the webbing entirely. Figueroa a wry smile as he couldn't catch it cleanly. That'll be a base knock for Harry Owen. His first of the day. Two on, one out. Jackets have put up one in each of the first two innings. And Jacob Godman trying to add. Rain has restarted here at SRP Park. Picked up a bit more significantly. Hung Chan will both settle down Valise, stall for the bullpen, and maybe allow the umpires to stew in the rain just a little bit. Green Jackets are up. Wouldn't be the first time the rain impacts something here at SRP Park. The Green Jackets are 3-0 in games shortened by rain, all of which have come here. We're a long way from having to think about that at the moment. But we've seen the radar. It wasn't a pretty picture, just something to monitor. Godman digs in as the DH. First pitch from Valise, slider low and away. Jacob Godman lined a scorcher right at Brennan McNair last time up. Well hit ball ended the first. 194 on the year, two homers, eight RBIs. Has a man in scoring position with one down in the third. Ahead 1-0 on Valise. He'll chase the breaking ball. Arguably the best slider of the night for Mauricio Valise. Had Godman out in front 1-1. Kern at second has fantastic speed. He's 16 of 23 stealing this year. Owen has not attempted a stolen base. He's not being held on at first by Lucas. Kern trying to time up Valise. Fastball to knees. A little bit below the zone. Good frame at the bottom by Hyung Chan Godman now behind 1-2. Kern continues to get further and further off. Lisandro Rodriguez moving in and out the second baseman. 1-2 to the plate. Inside, and that got a piece of Godman. The bases are going to be loaded. First hit batter of the day for Mauricio Valise. The bags are full with one out for Noah Williams. Three straight men have reached. It's the fourth hit batter of the year for Mauricio Valise and third as a Firefly. Two singles in that hit by pitch. Key chance for Noah Williams. Corners in, middle back. First pitch to the switch hitter is driven deep out to right field. Back to the track, to the wall, and it's a grand slam gone. First home run of the season for Noah Williams, and the Green Jackets are opening it up. The first home grand slam for Augusta. And boy, does that feel good for Noah Williams. First home run since 2024 at the beginning of this year. First Green Jacket home run. And here comes pitching coach Sam Freeman. Boy, Williams was sprinting around the bases. Full celebration for the big fella. Williams got a fastball grooved and knew exactly what to do with it. First home run allowed at this level this season by Mauricio Valise. Richie Arredondo will go out to disrupt the meeting. Jackets have scored in every frame. They've got four with four straight men getting on in the third. Believe the righty is continuing to throw in the bullpen. Don't have much of an angle at this point. Joe Olsowski tripled and scored last time up. It looked to continue the same. Out of the windup, first pitch misses low. Six runs on five hits for the Green Jackets. Three walks and a hit by pitch as well. Base runners galore through two and a third. Olsowski sees the same pitch, this time called for a strike, 1-1. Lakehair Figueroa on deck, had the sack fly. See what Olsowski can build after the barrel last time up. Slider spiked in, ball two. Green Jackets have a couple different right-handers stretching in the bullpen. Bit of a layoff for Ian Anderson. He's at 42 pitches. He'll at least have one more frame to go through. Inside and high, ball three. Olsowski had to lean out of the way. When Valiz has missed with the fastball out of the zone, it has been up and arm side time and again. Olsowski ahead 3-1. Off the end of the bat, softly hit to shortstop. Charles has to hurry, and a phenomenal play by the shortstop. Just enough time and just enough arm strength for out number two.
Shortstop, Laker, Figueroa.
Lakehair Figueroa had the sack fly last time up. Kirkland is ready in the bullpen. And here comes Jesus Azuaje. 2 2/3 for Mauricio Valiz for the third straight outing. He can't make it past the third. Valiz tagged for a sixth spot. We'll step away. Be back in 90 seconds to tell you all about the new reliever here at SRP Park.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Couple big flashes of lightning are going to be conveniently ignored by the umpiring crew as Doug Kirkland takes the mound with the Fireflies making a call to the bullpen. Final line for Mauricio Valiz, 2 2/3, five hits, three walks, a strikeout, and six earned runs before handing the ball over to Doug Kirkland. 23-year-old righty out of Florida State making his 20th appearance of the season. Figueroa first pitch swinging out in front of the fastball. Kirkland fastball slider change up, 23 years of age, originally out of Longwood, Florida. Figueroa 0-for-0 today, had a sack fly to bring home the second of six Green Jacket runs. Slider, bounce back up the middle. Rodriguez spins around the bag, a low throw, and Lucas can't dig it out. Was a tough play for Lisandro Rodriguez. The between hop hits off the heel of the mitt of Lucas. Rain coming down a bit heavier. March to the bottom of the fifth. Isaiah Drake is hitting for the third time in three innings. Drake will be the eighth man to bat. Maybe the first lefty to see Kirkland. Isaiah has walked twice and stolen two bases. Figueroa with the infield single. Drake will take a slider inside. So Figueroa is 1-for-1. Drake smiling in at umpire Richie Arredondo. Very few hitters as conversational with catchers and umpires as Drake is. Figueroa, a sizable lead off of first. Kirkland, a high leg kick. Slider to the backside, 1-1. Good backdoor breaking ball for Doug Kirkland. Battled some injuries at Florida State, but worked 27 games as a junior, took over that closer role at a four-save season. Was big for a very big program. Kirkland's 1-1. Figueroa starts and stops. Shuts down the steal on Kirkland's slide step. The fastball was inside. 92-93 with good run. Rain still beating down at SRP. Another big bolt across the skyline. 2-1 to Drake. He'll wave at the off-speed to even the count. Bottom dropping out on Kirkland's delivery. And he's one strike away from getting out of the inning. Figueroa was able to extend and pass the baton with an infield single that just got past the glove. Continue to live in the danger zone. 2-2 runner goes. Drake is late on the fastball for strike three. Isaiah retired for the first time today. But the Green Jackets, with Noah Williams' first Green Jacket home run, make it 6-0 after three.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hyung Chan leading off the top of the fourth. Davis Polo throwing in the pen for the Green Jackets. Ian Anderson first pitch curveball misses low. There was a lengthy meeting behind home plate in between innings from Richie Arredondo and head groundskeeper Daryl Lemmer, but for now we play on. Waves at the curve, 1-1. This is liable to be the last inning one way or another for Ian Anderson. At 44 pitches, two deliveries into his fourth inning. Has gone three in each of his last two starts on the rehab between the FCL and Augusta. The only man to reach tonight, worked a walk in the first. He's late on the fastball, 1-2. And it is positively spitting here at SRP Park. Into the middle innings, 1-2 from Anderson. Check swing over to first and did not go. Pedro Torres confirms that. Evens the count at two. Change up inside. Wise to hold back. Got to get through the middle of the fifth, and that's what everybody's thinking about right now on the field. Tips the change up into the mitt. And the bottom of the fourth begins the same way the third ended, with a strikeout swinging. Ian Anderson has five punch-outs and three and a third hitless. Was the only man to reach. Now he gets his redemption. Darylin Figueroa had the first K of the day. And time is called, and they're pulling the players off the field. Richie Arredondo is clearing the field. The rain has become a bit too much, and Anderson throws his head back in despair. He knows what that means for him and what it means for the rest of us. Green Jackets will clear the field. Thunder and Lightning have been circling for the last half inning. And the announcement has gone out over the PA. Please take cover on the concourse with a lot of heavy weather coming. Jesus Azuaje, the manager of the Fireflies, talking with both umpires. These two teams will see each other in the six more games at the end of August. And right now we are not yet at an official ball game. Green Jackets didn't want tonight to end. A 6-0 lead in the top of the fourth. The tarp is slowly getting rolled out in right field. But the weather became a bit too much to stomach for the umpiring crew. We knew it was coming. We knew there was going to be a very small window to start this game. Anderson and the Fireflies offense did their part to move quickly through the top halves of innings, but Augusta with an offensive showing. A run in the first, a run in the second, and then the fourth spot in the third off of Noah Williams' grand slam. Tarp making its way across the infield. We will let you know what we know when we know it, but for now we are going to enter a rain delay at SRP Park with one out in the top of the fifth, or top of the fourth, excuse me. It's a 6-0 lead for Augusta. Anderson, who knew he wanted to keep working and keep going, is liable to be done one way or another. So we'll step away here on the Green Jacket Baseball Network for the time being. If you want the first and foremost updates, that'll be on the Green Jackets social. The Green Jackets on Twitter is probably the first place to see anything. Facebook and Instagram will get it quickly as well. But for now, we enter a weather delay, and we will be back with you as soon as we can be.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet Buddha!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund.
They will come. Thank you. I only want to see you laughing in Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, thunder.
Miles on the Gulf Stream, I hear the south wind moan. The bridge is getting lower, the shrimp boat's coming home. The old man down in the quarter slowly turns his head, takes a sip from his whiskey bottle, and this is what he said. I was born in the rain on the Ponce train underneath the Louisiana moon. I don't mind the strain of a hurricane. They come around every June. The high black water, a devil's daughter. She's hot, she's cold, and she's mean. But nobody taught her it takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans. From Chicago, he gonna set that levee right. He says it needs to be at least 3 feet higher. It won't make it through the night. But the old man down in the quarter, he said, don't you listen to that boy. The water be down by the morning, and he'll be back to Illinois. Underneath the Louisiana moon, the south wind moans. Bridges getting lower, the shrimp boat's coming home. The old man down in the corner slowly turns his head, takes a drink from his whiskey bottle, and this is what he said. I was born in the rain on the Ponce train underneath the Louisiana moon. Don't mind the strain of a hurricane, they come around every June. High black water, devil's daughter, she's hot, she's cold, and she's mean. But nobody taught her, it takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans.
Buckets of rain, buckets of tears, got all them buckets coming out of my ears, buckets of moonbeams in my hand. You got all the love, honey, baby, I can stand. The people disappear like smoke. Friends will arrive, friends will disappear. If you want me, honey, baby, I'll be here. Everything about you is bringing me misery. Little red wagon, little red bike. I ain't no monkey, but I know what I like. I like the way you love me strong and slow. I'm taking you with me, honey, baby, when I go. Life is sad, life is a bust. All you can do is do what what you must, you do what you must do, and you do it well. I do it for you, honey, baby, can't you tell?
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night, it goes on and on.
Somewhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, for any of those of you that still have us with you on in the background or anything else, today's game has been postponed and is done for the night. So that means that the next time these two teams see each other, which is Tuesday, August 27th, we will play a doubleheader of single admission variety. We will begin this ball game exactly where it stands right now, with one out in the top of the fourth and nobody on, and with the Green Jackets leading 6-0. It'll be single admission. We'll play all 9 innings of this game, and then 35 minutes later, we will have a 7-inning nightcap to start off what will now be 7 games in 6 days between the Fireflies and the Green Jackets. Further information will be available on the social media, which means we are now off air for the next couple days and then back for the start of the series against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, which will be the final series in all of minor league baseball before the All-Star break that runs July 15th through the 18th. It also will be the last home series until July 30th. We'll be with you on all of those games, and we appreciate any of you that have stuck around. But tonight, we just couldn't get through it. Game postponed and suspended. We will pick it back up at the end of August. See you all next time. I'm Noah Adcock-Howarth. Thank you for being with us.